Morning watch, fighting the good fight, finishing the course, keeping the faith, and loving the Lord's appearing in order to receive the reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness. Week 5, receiving the kingdom reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness. Wednesday, related verses. Philippians 3:9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. Romans 3:24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Acts 13:39. And from all the things from which you were not able to be justified by the law of Moses, in this one, everyone who believes is justified. Galatians 3:24-27. So then, the law has become our child conductor unto Christ, that we might be justified out of faith. 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. 1 Peter 2:24. Who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. Revelation 19:8. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. Related reading. In Philippians 3:9, Paul does not speak merely in a general way, but in a very definite way. He wanted to live not in his own righteousness, but in the righteousness of God, and to be found in such a transcendent condition, expressing God by living Christ, not by keeping the law. Before Paul was saved, he had no idea that Christ could be his righteousness. The righteousness out of the law is the righteousness that comes from man's own effort to keep the law. Formerly, Paul lived in that righteousness, which was according to the law. But now Paul's desire was to be observed as a person living in Christ and having Christ as his righteousness. In Philippians 3:9, the expression faith in Christ implies our believing in Christ. Such faith issues from our knowing and appreciating Christ. It is Christ himself infused into us through our appreciation of him, who becomes our faith, the faith in him. Hence, it is the faith of Christ that brings us into an organic union with him. The righteousness which is out of God and based on faith is that righteousness which is God himself, lived out of us to be our righteousness through our faith in Christ. Such righteousness is the expression of God who lives in us. It is based on faith because it is on the basis or condition of faith. Faith is the basis, the condition on which we receive and possess righteousness out of God, the highest righteousness, which is Christ. There are two aspects of Christ being righteousness from God to the believers. The first aspect is that he is the believer's righteousness for them to be justified before God objectively at the time of their repenting unto God and believing into Christ. The first stanza of hymns number 295 says, God's Christ, who is my righteousness, my beauty is, my glorious dress. Christ is our beauty given by God to us, to be put on us as our clothing, our glorious dress. This is outward, objective. The second aspect is that Christ is the believer's righteousness lived out of them as the manifestation of God, who is the righteousness in Christ, given to the believers for them to be justified by God subjectively. We were sinners who repented to God and believed into the Lord Jesus. Right away, God gave Christ to us as a glorious dress to cover us, so we are acceptable to God righteously, outwardly. This is objective righteousness. Also, when Christ was given to us to be put on us, he entered into us to be our life and life supply, to live himself out of us. This living out is the manifestation of God in Christ. This is pleasant in the eyes of God. Surely God would justify us subjectively, not just objectively. Now we can see the two aspects, outward and inward. Christ is put on us, and Christ enters into us to live God out of us, to be our subjective righteousness. These two aspects of Christ as righteousness are also typified by the two garments of the queen in Psalm 45:13-14. Solomon had a queen, and that queen had two garments. The first one corresponds with the objective righteousness, which is for our justification. The other garment corresponds with the subjective righteousnesses, which are for our victory. This garment is equivalent to the wedding garment in Matthew 22:11-12.